Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, Brewers, and Bucks every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is that time again as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. At the Potawatomi Sportsbook, that's where I am. That's where Mason Crosby will be tonight along with myself. 6 o'clock, we'll kick off our event. Mason will be heading here from Green Bay, so he'll be here right around 7 o'clock or so. And again, all big three things that you want to watch tonight are all going to be on. Rounds 2 and 3 will be on here. We'll have the playoff game on. We'll have the baseball game on, providing it doesn't get rained out. All of that will be on, and then they'll have the sound on for the playoff game. And then in commercial breaks, we'll be doing Q&A with Mason. You guys have questions you want to ask Mason. We'll have trivia going on. I got a Packers trivia book I'm going to use tonight. All kinds of prizes to give away, including some Pato play cards. Mason is going to have some autograph cards to sign that he can give to people that win prizes as well. So you'll get an autographed signed card. You'll get a Potawatomi play card guaranteed on everything. And then I got a few other things that I'm going to throw in there as well throughout the night. And then once the playoff game is done, back up here to the studio at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And Charlie and I will be here for the Milwaukee basketball post-game show immediately following the playoff game. So just be ready. Put the phone number in your phone. Save it. Call in immediately following the game. We're on right away. There's no waiting for anything else. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Save that number. Joining us now, he has Jacob Morley, 24/7 Sports, Packer Report, Green Bay Football Draft Guide that you heard, all the different scouting reports we've been running for the last couple of weeks. You heard all of them last night as well during the Green Bay Football Draft Show that was going on last night, brought to you by Steam Fitters Local 601 with our guys Tommy Wirtz and Charlie Usen. Well done, as always. I love that draft guide the last couple of years, and another amazing job this year, Jacob Morley. Well done.
Well, thank you so much. It's definitely a lot of work, but it's a labor of love, and we're happy that it's well-received and people can enjoy it.
All right, so as we all know, you are addicted to wide receivers, and it's fitting that they drafted a wide receiver, and I texted you earlier today and pretty much said I have to have you on, because for those of you that don't know, Jacob Morley doesn't sleep. He always has something going on. I'm coaching this. I'm doing that. I got this going on. He just doesn't sleep. So now that I got you, let's talk about this top end of this wide receiver class, right? So let's talk about the guys that went in the first round compared to years past. How good or bad is this compared to, like, say, the last 5 to 10 years? Because I've heard some people saying this is kind of the weakest top end of the wide receiver class that we've had in a while.
You know, it is funny because of all the years of the Packers to take a wide receiver in the first round, I would agree with those people. This is not as strong of a wide receiver class, and specifically the top end guys, I think, you know, Tet McMillan was kind of the crown jewel of this year's draft class. I think he was the best receiver in this class, and the draft guide would reflect that as well. I feel like he was kind of your only top 15 type talent. And then beyond that, the, you know, Ibukas of the world, the Matthew Goldens of the world, the Luther Burdens of the world were all guys that we really liked in the guide. I mean, Matthew Golden is our wide receiver too in the guide, but with that said, he is a second round grade for us. But in this year's draft class, not just the wide receivers, it's not a bad draft class. It's just there's not a ton of blue chip guys in this year's draft class. Matthew Golden could end up being a blue chip guy. He's got the athletic profile for it. But you get from picks 15 on, and it's kind of like, you know, choose what you like. And so the top end of it is fine. It's good. These are good players. These are NFL starters that are going to find a role in NFL offenses and maybe more, right? And that's the projection part of it. But compared to like the last few years, it's not as good. You know, it's just not as good at the top, and that's just how it is. There's no, you know, there is no Marvin Harrison Jr. in this class. There's no Neighbors. There's no Brian Thomas Jr. would probably have had a shot at being wide receiver one in this year's draft class. Who, by the way, went pick 23 last year. The year before that, Jordan Addison went pick 23. So we'll see if this year's pick 23 has a similar type of impact on their team. But to answer your question, yeah, it's not as good of a year for wide receivers. But I do think the Packers got a really good one.
If Travis Hunter is in the draft where Jordan Love gets picked, where it's Ayuk and Justin Jefferson and T. Higgins, all those guys, where is he if he's just a receiver?
That's tough. Because like if Travis Hunter just played wide receiver at Colorado, I think he would be up there with just about anyone. I think he has generational skills.
When so he's still about, the first. If he's just a receiver, he's still the first receiver taken.
Yes, I think so. I think so. But I mean, you watch him play, and his ability to track the football is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yep.
I mean, he just, it seems like it looks like he's playing a different sport out there, honestly. And he just, the way and how he makes it just look so easy, on top of being, you know, a premier athlete. So, yeah, I think so. I think he is going to be really fun to watch. And, man, the Jaguars better be right, though, too. You know what I mean? Because, man, they gave up a king's ransom to go up and get him. I mean, they better be right, and he better be good at both spots, because I think that's the only way you can really justify moving up for a non-quarterback. And so I think that's going to be fascinating, too.
I would have done it. I would have done it from 23. There is no question. I would have given up whatever. I would have went up there and done it for multiple reasons. And Ryan Wood and I fought about this last night. Packers beat writer from the Green Bay Press Gazette on the show.
My thing was,
but his thing was, you know, you give up so many draft picks and everything else in order to go up there and do it. But my point is, look, they need another star player. Like, mm-hmm. In the worst way, they need a star player. And that, to me, in my opinion, is the next star player. That's the guy that's got Hall of Fame possible potential.
Absolutely.
At this point. And it just made sense. And the other thing I was yelling back and forth with Ryan Wood about was, man, this is Mark Murphy's last draft. How do you not let him go out with a bang and let them take a wide receiver to end this thing before he's all said and done and rides off into the sunset as a retirement? And Ryan Wood was like, this isn't about him. This has to be what's best for the Packers and da-da-da-da-da. Well, I started laughing hysterically when Mark Murphy's up there and says, and for the first time, I started busting out laughing. I was like, good for Goody. And, you know, Goody says, oh, I wasn't thinking about that. Yeah, I don't believe you. That, to me, right there, because of everything we talked about leading up to this, you and me, Jacob Morley, about this wide receiver class and where they are, you could have got Higgins in the second round, more than likely, and had an impact receiver without taking him. You could have moved back and got something else and still got probably Higgins or another receiver in the second round and been just as good. I will go to my grave convinced that this was something that they had in the works leading up to this thing, especially when you go back and hear Matthew Golden talk about his conversations with the Packers. This was on Wednesday, were confidential and he couldn't talk about them. Like, that to me said they wanted him and the plan was they were going to get him one way or the other.
Yeah, and they do that. You know, these Goody and his generals, they'll get these guys in and they know. Yeah, they've probably known for weeks that he's one of their top targets. To your point though, like I do agree with you, and this is on public record. You can go read through my tweets. I would have preferred if they're taking a wide receiver, I just give me Jalen Royals in round three. Do what you want in rounds one and round two, and I would have been completely content.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But yeah, the thing is, Sparky, they're really good at evaluating wide receivers. Now, some of these guys that they've taken recently have not become stars, but none of them stink. You know, none of them are just flat bad.
So, Jacob, let me counter something with you. They get to their pick tonight in round two, and Higgins is still sitting there, the kid from Iowa State. Do you take him?
No, I don't.
He's a different player.
He's a completely different player. I just think they've got enough in that room now. I think when you don't go out and get, you know, a Davante Adams or, you know, whatever, or DK Metcalf or whatever was out there in the offseason, you're kind of just banking on running it back with these young, talented guys that you do have. And I think a lot of people forgot, you know, this was the group of players that they had that went out and waxed Dallas that should have beat San Francisco. These guys, they didn't go anywhere. You know, they had their moments last year, and I get all that, and they were up and down, and I get all that. But I don't think it's the dumbest thing in the world for the Packers to look at that room and say again, hey, we think one of these guys can really take a step forward and be more, you know, be what what Reed was the first half of the season. I mean, he was a dominant wide receiver. He was on a record-breaking pace for the Packers the first several weeks of the season. And for whatever reason, that fell off. I think some of that just has to do with being a second-year player in the NFL. But then you implement that with a guy like Matthew Golden, who does have – Matthew Golden has game-breaking tools. And I think they don't really have a guy outside of Christian Watson that has those types of just raw tools and raw ability. When you turn the tape on for him, his start-stop is special. Like when you watch him just get up to full speed, snap off his route, come back to the quarterback. I mean, there are clips out there of him doing that. And you watch how teams play against him. Like, they play him terrified. And I think the Packers see that and they're saying, hey, you know what? In our offense, where it is completely dependent on timing and spacing, we need somebody that defensive coordinators are going to stop and say, oh, shoot, what are we going to do for this guy? We cannot just leave him unattended. So
thank you for not swearing right there. This is my thing. You have Watson and Dobbs are going in free agency. So which three would you rather have going forward? Would you rather have Golden, Higgins, and Reed, or would you rather have Watson, Reed, and Golden?
Watson, Reed, and Golden, 100%. No question. And I think that goes back to just what our evaluation of Watson was coming out of North Dakota State. And obviously, I'm a little bit biased because that's a program that I follow and watch. But
yes,
I see the ability in Christian Watson on the field when he's healthy, when he's being utilized, and the heights that he can get to, Jaden Higgins can't. Like, he just can't. He's not the same type of athlete. He's a nice player. I was never really in the Jaden Higgins no matter what camp. I think he is a good player. I think he's a backside X type player that a lot of teams like and need. But I don't think he's a game breaker. I don't. And we'll see. He could be. I don't know. But I kind of like the other Iowa State kid better than him, Noel. So I wouldn't take him in round two. I just don't think I'd take a receiver again until round four or five.
That'll be the fun thing to kind of see how this whole thing plays out. Well, what do you like today in rounds two and three? If you had your way and you said, all right, give me a couple of guys that you like in both rounds, who are they?
Well, the Will Johnson question's out there.
He's not going to fall all the way there again, is he?
I don't think so. But if you would have told me 2 weeks ago he would fall out of the first round, I'd say you're crazy. You know, so, I mean, things happen. But I do agree. I think he's going to go, and I think he should go early today. I think there are just going to be too many teams at the top of round two that are saying, man, the tape is so good.
Cleveland, you've got multiple picks. The Bears have multiple picks. One of those two teams should take him.
Yeah. So, if he's there, I would run the card up. I don't know if they would, but more realistic options. You know, they took a receiver in round one, and their board is holding up decently well, I think, for a cornerback and edge. A lot of these guys are going to go, so don't get your hopes up. I bet the guys I'm going to mention, I wouldn't be surprised if they're gone, but Landon Jackson, the Arkansas edge, is someone that I would keep my eye on for the Packers. He's someone, when you talk about Shamar Stewart, the Texas A&M kid, uber athlete, not very productive. Guess what? Landon Jackson's very similar. He's not that different. He's a very, very high-level athlete with limited production, great size. So he's someone that I think the Packers could be interested in. JTT out of Ohio State is someone that I think the Packers would be interested in. If they want to go corner, a guy that I would have been okay with at 23, not loved, but okay with, is Trey Amos from Ole Miss. Maybe he falls, maybe not. Maybe they move up. Mark Murphy just spilt all the tea on what they want to do tonight.
Right.
But if they move up for someone like him, that he's fun. You let him keep his eyes on the quarterback. He's going to get you the ball back quite a bit. He's a fun player. Another guy that I was kind of told, hey, keep an eye on this guy for the Packers, is Alfred Collins, the defensive tackle.
Gigantic. What is he, 6'6", like 340, something like that?
Huge dude. Yeah, very big dude. He is someone that teams are going to love his size. They use the term body beautiful. That's what he is. He's man, I want to draw up a one-tech run stuffer. Boom, there he is. But what's interesting about him is he has maybe some juice in the pass rush game as well. Not like an Aaron Donald guy, but if he can get you 6 sacks a year with what he can do in the run game, I think that's why teams are interested in him. He was mentioned to me, keep an eye on him even in round one. So I don't know if he'll be there at the end of round two, but he's someone that's interesting to me. The other corners, the Morrison, Ravel, those guys are all interesting. There's a lot of players that I think the Packers are going to be really interested in with that 54th pick. A lot of the guys I mentioned, they could go quick, but we'll see. And maybe if they do start going quick, that's when Mark Murphy's prediction of trading up comes to fruition and they go up and get one of these guys. I don't know. So We'll see. I also, side note, I love that Mark Murphy is just completely operating under the premise of I'm done here soon, so I'm just going to do whatever I want. Yep. Do whatever I want, say whatever I want.
Yep.
And he's kind of always been that way anyways, but it's been enjoyable to watch for sure.
So you watch WWE?
Yeah.
So the guy, who was the guy that just won the championship, WWE?
Oh,
didn't he
gosh.
Just beat, was it Rollins?
Sure. Sounds yeah. about right. I'm at Ross Logan's house. I could probably ask him right now.
He beat Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Charlie, do you know this? I don't watch WWE.
I have no idea. I'm looking it up for you right
so,
now.
So anyways, I'm pretty sure it's Rollins. So this dude apparently is announcing a Bears pick tonight or possibly multiple Bears picks tonight.
Seth Rollins. Yep.
Seth Rollins. There you go. Oh, so okay. Apparently, according to Kyle Brand, who was on the Rich Eisen show today, Brand talked to Rollins, and Brand's like, hey, man, you got to go after Clay Matthews and, you know, go after him and so forth. And Rollins is like, done. So do not be surprised if there is some trash talk coming towards the Packers and Clay Matthews in front of all those Packer fans tonight at the draft.
Well, I'm sure Clay Matthews will be really upset as he's polishing his Super Bowl ring.
Well, there is that. And again, you know, he wants a pop. And he does this for a living. So I would imagine the trash talk
would
be pretty good. Yeah, no question about that. All right, there he is, our guy, Jacob Morley. Still time to get that Green Bay football draft guide. I mean, my God, we still got 6 rounds left in this. How do people go about getting that?
Yeah, so if you head over to Gumroad, it's there. If you go to my X account, Ross Uglum's X account, Jacob Westendorf, I mean, Packer Report, it'll be all over the place. And if you want to get it for 15% off, promo code DAY2 will get you that for now. So save yourself a little bit of money. But, yeah, it's a great resource to have as we get into these later picks. And obviously everyone follows the first round. I think most casual fans even probably know most of the names being called on day one. But we're going to start getting into who the heck is that territory. And you're going to want to have your draft guide next to you.
There he is, Jacob Morley. Follow him again on Twitter at Jacob Morley. Thank you so much, my friend. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
All right. Thanks, Sparky. Have a good one.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.